91X News.
It's negative one at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Buckley Smith. Belleville Council will be meeting tonight with the topic on hand to be discussed, a possible speed limit change on Front Street. The entire road is currently 50 kilometers per hour, but the Traffic Advisory Committee has discussed moving that to either 30 kilometers an hour or 40 kilometers an hour. It is believed the change will make it safer for pedestrians, and the Belleville Downtown Improvement Area is in favor of the changes. Council is set to meet at Belleville City Hall tonight at 5. It looked like people in Belleville decided to stay away from drinking and driving on Super Bowl Sunday, opting instead to stay in and watch the game. On Sunday night, police conducted a ride program throughout the city of Belleville, checking 333 vehicles. Only one motorist was charged with a Highway Traffic Act infraction. The owner of an auto body shop says one of the men accused of killing Tim Bosma called to have him paint a black pickup truck red in the days after the Hamilton man went missing. Tony DiCiano says Dylan Millard called him on May 8, 2013. He said he called him wanting a rush job on the work, but then left a message the next day to cancel the order. DiCiano says it's the first time that Millard, a longtime customer, had wanted a truck repainted or asked for such a quick turnaround. Bosma disappeared on the night of May 6, 2013, after taking two strangers on a test drive of a truck he was trying to sell. His body was found a week later burned beyond recognition. The Crown alleges Bosma was shot inside his truck, and later his body was burned in an incinerator. Millard, 30, of Toronto, and Mark Smick, 28, from Oakville, Ontario, have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges. The judge in the sexual assault trial of Gian Gomeshi is holding a closed-door meeting today. This meeting has been called to deal with new evidence that came to light over the weekend. The in-camera hearing was requested by Gian Gomeshi's lawyer after she said the third complainant expected to testify against the disgraced broadcaster gave a statement to police on Friday that was not fully disclosed to the defense till Sunday. Mary Heinen said the complainant gave the statement after hearing media reports about the trial, which he wasn't supposed to do. Crown Michael Callahan says there was no attempt to mislead the defense. Callahan said the Crown gave the defense a summary of the new information on Friday and disclosed all of it on Sunday. Gomeshi has been charged with 4 counts of sexual assault and 1 count of overcoming resistance by choking, which he has pleaded not guilty to. That's QNET News on 91X to 102. Now for sports. The Denver Broncos were crowned Super Bowl champions with a 24-10 win over the Carolina Panthers last night. Von Miller forced 2 fumbles to set up Denver's 2 touchdowns, and Peyton Manning won his 2nd Super Bowl career title. Manning threw for 141 yards and committed 2 turnovers in one of the least productive games of his brilliant career. Von Miller led the Broncos defense that recorded a Super Bowl record-tying 7 sacks and forced 4 turnovers. Manning ended an up-and-down, injury-riddled season with another title, while Cam Newton, the quarterback for Carolina's MVP season, ended in disappointment. Newton lost 2 fumbles, threw an interception, and failed to produce a touchdown for the only time this season. Broncos linebacker Von Miller earned Super Bowl MVP honor Sunday night after forcing those 2 fumbles and getting 2.5 sacks to help lead the Denver Broncos to their 3rd championship. 5 years after being drafted number 2 behind Cam Newton, Miller harassed Carolina's quarterback from start to finish. Denver's first touchdown came when Miller ripped the ball away from Newton, and the fumble was recovered in the end zone by Malik Jackson, but the Broncos head 10-0 about 8.5 minutes into the game. Denver's other touchdown came on a 4-yard drive after Miller knocked the ball out of Newton's hands again, this time with 4 minutes left in the 4th quarter. In other football news, Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch may have given an indication that he is retiring. Lynch sent out a tweet during the 4th quarter of Sunday night's Super Bowl game with a pair of cleats hanging from a power line, along with a peace sign emoji. Lynch's tweet was immediately followed by a statement of thanks and congratulations from teammates including Richard Sherman and Bruce Irvin. Messages left for Lynch's representatives were not immediately returned. The Seattle general manager, John Schneider, indicated in a pair of radio interviews after the Seahawks season that Lynch was leaning towards retirement. Lynch will be 30 in April and is coming off an injury-plagued 2015 season where he was limited to just 7 games in the regular season and 1 of Seattle's 2 playoff games. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. On to the weather, the forecast for Belleville. Today, cloudy with a high +1. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chances of flurries and a low of -4. Tuesday should have flurries with a high of -1. And Wednesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. at 105. It's minus one. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Buckley Smith. News on 91X, next at 3.